God bless you, everybody. Jesus Christ is Lord. And again, today is a new day. It's the only day that matters because it's the only day we have. In this day and age, all we hear about is conspiracy theories, which usually turn out to be true. But what is a conspiracy? To a degree, it's a secret. It's a mystery. It's something that's hidden, but it has a meaning. And a lot of times you have to dig in to find out what it's all about. You have to document things. You have to study things. Look into it. Jesus Christ let us in on a mystery, on a secret. And that's what he told us in Mark 4. He said, unto you, I want to be a you. The people that want to hear his word, unto you it is given. So it's something that's literally given to you. It's a gift to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, the secret of the kingdom of God. Why did he give it to these people? Because they wanted to hear it. He had just gotten done speaking a parable, and there was a huge crowd there. It's in Mark 4. And after the crowd had left, a few people came to him and said, what were you talking about, Jesus? And then he said, unto you it is given to know the mystery, the secret of the kingdom of God. He doesn't hand it out like chocolates. No. He wants you to come. Yes. He wants you to hear it. But unto them that are outside, without, all these things are done in parables. So the parable, if it stays in the parable form, is just a cute story. That's all it is. Unless you know the meaning of the parable, it's just a cute story. But he would only tell parables to wet their whistle, to get them interested, so he could get their attention. If they really wanted to know what was behind it. Well, I'm going to go right to the explanation. Verse 14 says, the sower sows the word. You know, God's word is always getting sowed. And God's word is Jesus. And these are they by the wayside. The wayside. The wayside of a road. It's hard. It hasn't been worked up. There's no soil. It's almost like a pavement where the word is sown. What are you? You know, we're all some type of soil. This is the earth. God's word is the seed. The seed comes into you. It comes into your soil, into your heart. Are you the wayside? Are you the hardened heart? Well, if you are, this is what happens. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. He shows up. See, Satan is scheming. We're told to beware of the schemes of the devil. So he's scheming. He's plotting. He's planning. He has board meetings every morning to try to destroy you. There's rank and file of the demons. And they want to destroy us. Yes, they do. And they want to destroy Jesus, who's the word. And they don't want that word getting close to us. They want your soil hard. If they see that it's hard, they come immediately. And they'll steal it. They could steal it by throwing all kinds of incredible temptations at you that you give into. And I'll just continue because it gives us the examples. And these are they which are likewise which are sown on stony ground. You know, stony ground has a little mixture of soil in it. Things really don't take. It might be slightly cultivated. It's like more than a road, but It's ground, but it's not really cultivated. It's not really dug up. And sometimes it's the trials of life that do the cultivating, that work your soil. The trials, the things you might not like, the things that you have to endure through, the things that you have to overcome. These are the things that work the soil. But if it's, you know, stony soil, this is what happens. Who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. You take it in. You're a fighter. You want to go all out for God. But what happens? But they have no root in themselves. And so they endure but for a time. But afterwards, when afflictions or persecutions arise for the word's sake, arise for the word's sake. If an affliction or a persecution arise for the word's sake, are you embarrassed about the word? Are you ashamed of the word? Would you rather have comforts over the word? Or would you rather just have the word of God amongst your Christian friends or on Sundays or Wednesday nights? Any other time of the week, don't mess with me. You're messing with my turf. Again, when afflictions or persecutions arise for the word's sake, immediately they take offense. And that, you know, that word dies. It dries up. It dries up. You're offended by God's word. You only want God's word on your terms. That's stony soil. You'll take it in a little bit. You'll get happy. But then when the attack comes, there's no root because the soil wasn't worked. Remember, you're the soil. And God chastens you. Sometimes he might scourge you. The situations might not always be fun. But that's the working of the word. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word. Now the word of God is amongst the thorns. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word. These are the things, gang, that have everything to do with the sense realm. What you see, taste, hear, touch, and smell. This world we live in, this system we live in, the cares of this world. And some can be very important. Could be your children, could be your parents, could be your job, your house, your car, your food, your clothes. None of them are supposed to be on the same level as God. Absolutely nothing. We are to be 100% sold out for Jesus and not let the cares of the world sneak in. And what's the first thing they'll do? You could call it your emotions, whatever, but it's your heart. They'll try to get at your heart, at your soul. They'll try to change your personality, change your mood, whatever terms you want to use. That's your spirit. The cares of the world. Things that could make you happy. Things that could make you sad. Whatever they are. We're supposed to be temperate. And have our foundation on God's word. The foundation on truth. That he is the creator. And we are the creation. That we couldn't save ourselves. And he had to die on a cross. So if we found a way to escape this world. Through what he did at the cross. And because of that, he gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, that now our teacher is actually within us. When we choose Jesus as our Savior, when he comes into us, choose you this day whom you want to serve, that conviction is going to come. And when you're at the crossroads of that conviction, choose truth. And many times there'll be a narrow road. All of you will want to go the wide road. Your carnal person will want to go the wide road. Could be all your friends. Could be all your family. Could be everything you see on TV. Could be the whole world. But you go the narrow road because the Holy Spirit's saying, go this way. This is righteousness, Jim. This isn't. Cares of the world. Deceitfulness of riches. Riches come in many forms. Obviously, the green stuff. Some people fall in love with the riches of their education. The riches of their pride. The riches of obviously what they own. Their cars, their homes, their houses, their clothes. It's all deceiving. Riches are very deceiving. If you don't have anything, you dream about having something. If you're loaded, you want one more. Just give me one more dollar. I need one more dollar and I'll be fine. That's a deception. The deception is they'll solve your cares, riches, but they don't. It's like a bag with a bunch of holes in it. The earth is never satisfied, ever. Contentment can never be gained. Sure, there might be windows of time. There's pleasure in sin where you're happy and all, but eventually, no. You know, if you were to line up all the billionaires, if you were to line up all the multi-millionaires, most used to end up in the tabloid magazines. Whether it be affairs, whether it be divorces, whether it be drunkenness, whether it be suicides, whether it be their kids are off the rails. No. If anything, all the riches, physical riches, actually flush their life down. That's why it's a deception. True riches come from above. True contentment comes from the Father. We're told that contentment with godliness is great gain. And those who wish to be rich, yearn to be rich, will fall into a snare. We're told that. People, focus on Jesus Christ who lives in your heart. Get on your knees, give your life. Humble yourself. The Lord gives grace to the humble. And he resists the proud. And the lusts of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. The lusts of other things. Boy, lust means desires. Desires of other things, other than what? Other than God's word, which includes absolutely everything. Your time, your energy, your money, your friends, your family, your car, your house, etc., etc., etc. Your reputation, your pride, all entering in. That's the thing. Entering in. You open the door, you let it come in. And once you do, it goes right for the juggler. The cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word. When something gets choked out, it loses its power, it goes unconscious, and eventually the body dies. And guess what? Where do we start at? This is a mystery that Jesus is letting us in on. You know, everything that's going on in this crazy world, guys, and it is upside down. Everything's upside down. The good is upside down. The bad is upside down. The world thinks it's in hell with Joe Biden. The world thinks it's in heaven with Trump. Everything's a seesaw battle. But ultimately, you still have your daily fights. You still have to get up. You still have to go to work. You still have to deal with your spouse with you, your kids, your car, your boss, whatever it might be. You have to live a daily life. And as you're living that life, the mystery is you got an enemy as a Christian trying to kill you. This is talked to people that want to hear God's word. This was told to people that want to know Jesus. This wasn't told to the heathen. How do we start it out? Satan comes immediately. He's a schemer. And if your heart is hard, it gets stolen. The next is, if your soul and heart just is halfway, kind of like double-minded with your walk with the Lord, wishy-washy, it might take it in, but eventually it's going to get offended. And here we're told again, the things of this world in the sense realm will come and try to choke out Jesus. Gang, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way to escape. He's everything. He's the foundation. He's the creator. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's God. He only came in the form of a man because of the incredible story that the Father wanted to have, his plan. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He's made in the exact image of God. He walked on his planet. He came amongst his own, and his own head didn't want anything to do with him. And nothing's changed, gang. Nothing's changed. Believe it. Get on your knees. Yell out to him. I can't give you a 10-step way to do it. All I know is just have the realization that you are going to die, that everything dies. The beautiful things die. The ugly things die. They pass on. This is a rental unit, gang. You're living in a rental unit. The only buddy you're going to have in 100 years is possibly, if there is a planet, somebody's going to be weed whacking your grave. That's it. Once a week, you're going to have a visitor. No one's going to care about you. No one's going to care about your plans, your goals, nothing. Sounds pessimistic as it's coming out of my mouth, but the fact is, I'm balancing it with this. Everything in this world leaves, but this is eternal life. Jesus gave us eternal life. And how do we know how wonderful it is? Because you judge things by the price. So we're so wonderful to him, the price had to be paid that he had to die to buy us back. That's how much he loves us. And that's good news. We have a Savior who totally loves us. But he gave us an example of absolute suffering and death and blood and persecution and affliction and shame. That was the example he gave to us. And so now we're to follow his example. Don't go by what your nature wants. Don't go by what your carnal mind tells you. The carnal mind is an enemy of God and can never please God. Because the carnal mind is based upon everything that dies. Your knowledge is going to die. Your intelligence is going to die. Everything's going to die. The only thing that's going to matter is Jesus Christ and his word, which lasts forever. Believe it through faith. God will give you the grace. He'll teach you to deny ungodliness. Follow righteousness. Be obedient. Be a good soldier. God bless you. And amen.